to 2 Corinthians 9:15. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Man, you all look good today. Feliz Navidad. Amen. Praise God. I am excited about Christmas. Praise the Lord. I love the Christmas season, don't you? Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Man, who is this? Who is that indescribable gift? That is, who is it? What's his name? Who is his name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Amen. Paul said that indescribable, that unspeakable gift. His name is Jesus Christ, the greatest gift ever given. Amen. It is the gift that keeps on giving. Hallelujah. Hold up your Bible this morning and say it like you mean it today. Say it, Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Give somebody a high five and say Merry Christmas to you, amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, God is good. You know, the spirit of Christmas is all about seemingly giving and receiving gifts and enjoying that time and hoping you get your heart's desire, you know. Lord, please send me that, you know, new Mercedes, Lord, amen, that, whatever it might be. You're just, you know, have you ever been there? Come on, somebody, amen. Amen. God is good, but, you know, I love the Christmas season. It's a great time because it is about giving. And the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. God desires us to be givers, but in order to be a giver, you've got to have something to give. And the Bible says, freely we have received, so what? Freely we give. So God has given us so much. In the package of his Son, as we unwrap it, we discover all that we have in Jesus Christ. And it is amazing. Look at John 3, 16, 17. You guys can quote this. You know this scripture. You know, and some of you grew up on it by heart. Well, you grew up on John 3, 16, but not 17. But it's a gift to us. Here is the gift. For God so loved the world. Turn to somebody and say, that's you. That's you. For God so loved you, the world, that he gave. What did he give? He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever, turn to somebody and say, you're a whosoever. Whosoever believes on him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. And then he says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might what? Be saved. He gave the world the greatest gift, no effort to receive him. No effort. The only thing that is required is just believe on what he's given us. There's no five steps of religion to reach that place. It's just the matter of simply believing that God died for you, that he loves you, that he has a great life for you. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that? Man, it's an awesome life. Amen? Praise God. And he says he didn't send us into the world to condemn us, but that he might what? Give us life or save us. The word save, salvation, is deliverance. God's got deliverance for you. You don't have to be hung up on anything. Bobby, you are so right on this morning. Thank you for that. Bobby's awesome. She just flows in the spirit like that. It's just a blessing. Amen. God is good. You don't have to be hung up on anything. God's got deliverance for you. He wants you walking in freedom. Salvation is delivering it. Wholeness. God's got wholeness for you. Soundness. You're not falling apart. You're sound mind. Amen? Praise God. You've got the mind of Jesus. Soundness. Wholeness. Deliverance. Healing. God didn't want you sick. He wants you whole. He wants you healed. It's God's will every time to heal. Every time. Every time. It's God's will to heal you. Hello? He gave us the gift of what? No condemnation. You're no longer condemned. You don't have to walk around feeling condemned. He brought deliverance. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, period, in the Greek. It ends right there, no condemnation. It's a gift, receive it. Come on, somebody. Well, I don't feel it, Pastor. It's not about what you feel, it's what you know. Amen. And when you know what he's given you, you walk in your freedom. He's given you the gift of no condemnation. Romans 5:17 said we receive the gift of what? The abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. Amen. You receive the gift. Well, I don't feel righteous. Well, you are righteous, whether you feel it or not. If you've received him in your spirit, you are righteous. You are holy. You're not trying to get holy. He is our holiness. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. You are righteous right now. Turn to somebody and say, I am right on right now. Amen. Well, I don't feel it. You may not feel it. You may not even act it. But I'm telling you, if you're a believer today, you are. And you have to receive that. Amen. Your actions may not look at it at times and say, well, I'm not acting holy, I'm not acting righteous, but if you're a believer, you are. And as you begin to transform your mind and your thinking, you become what you are in your thinking. And when you know that you're right and you know you're living in righteousness because he gave you the gift of righteousness, you begin to walk out what he's given you. And as you walk it out, you look behind you and say, whoa, that wasn't me, that was him. He set me free. He delivered me from that. Oh, God, you are so good. Amen. Your spirit is right now. God relates to you not through your flesh, not through your feelings, not through your emotions, but God relates to you through your spirit man. Your spirit man is where God relates to you. Do you realize that? You are spirit man. You are speaking spirit. You have a soul. You have a body. But God relates to you on your spirit. That's where he relates. Look at John 4:24. Jesus at the well, speaking at the woman at the well. He said this to her. He said, John 4:24. Let's put it up there, guys. Amen. Hallelujah. God is what? What is God? God is spirit, and those who worship him do what? Worship him how? In spirit and in truth. God does not relate to you on your feelings. God relates to you on the level of the spirit. And when God looks at you, he looks at your spirit. And he says it is well because he's pleased with Jesus in you. So you don't have to feel righteous, amen, to be righteous, because it's already taken care of in your spirit. Therefore, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Aren't you glad he called it the throne of grace and not the throne of judgment? Wow, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because now we've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Anybody here this morning? Wow. Well, what does Christmas mean to you? Is it like, you know, hey, it's the 25th day of December, and, you know, we gather around the tree, and we unwrap the presents, and, you know, Santa Claus comes to visit us? Hello? It's so funny. When our nephew, our family, you know, I think I told you guys last week, our family always tried to teach our children the truth about Santa Claus. Isn't the truth good? Now, we would have fun, but we always told them as they were growing up, you know, Santa, that guy is just a guy in a suit dressing up, and there's no really such thing as Santa Claus, right? So our family, our members of our family, Holly's sister and my brother-in-law, taught their son about Santa this way. And they are out one day, and they were shopping. It's about Christmas time, and CJ was just a little guy. And someone came up to him and started talking to him and said, do you know who's coming to your house tonight? And CJ kind of looked at him, no. And the guy said, real excited, Santa Claus is coming to your house. CJ looked back to him and says, well, he might be coming to your house, but he's not coming to mine. He might be coming to your house, but he's not coming to mine. All right? Amen? Listen, guys, teach your kids the truth. It always prevails and always makes for some great stories. So, amen. Listen, it may be a cliche, but I'm telling you, Jesus is still the reason for the season. And I'm battling what Andrew's battling. Thanks, babe. But I am the healed of the Lord. So I am the healed fighting the symptoms, right? So this Christmas, take time to enjoy the gift of life that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ. Enjoying that kind of life is knowing that you can look to God rather than others to meet your needs. It's God who meets our needs. He is our source. You know, receiving gifts may make you happy temporarily, but true lasting happiness really comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? No one really has to bless you with presents. If you're a child of God, a born-again believer, you're already blessed. You already have the position of being blessed. Someone doesn't have to bless you to make you happy because you already have the joy of the Lord in you. Amen? So material goods don't determine whether or not you're blessed. God determines whether or not you're blessed. And God says, you are the blessed of the Lord. You are the favorite of the Lord. Ephesians 1, 1 through 3. Look at this powerful scripture. Amen? I'm not trying to get the blessing. I already have the blessing. I'm not trying to get blessed. I'm already blessed. How many know that? Amen? Look at this. Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Next verse. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. Grace to you and peace. What's the result of grace and peace to you? I'm going to show you. Amen. Look at the next verse. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When you receive grace and peace, you receive every spiritual blessing that goes along with it. Because the word grace, of course, is God's favor, unmerited favor, and the word peace is shalom. And peace says, I have nothing lacking or nothing broken in my life. Therefore, since I don't have anything lacking or anything broken in my life, what do I have? I have every spiritual blessing that God has bestowed upon me in my born-again spirit. Hallelujah. When you have grace and peace working together, you have every spiritual blessing in your life. Would anybody like to be baptized this morning? Amen. God is good, good, good. Hallelujah. Shalom, nothing lacking, nothing broken in my life. We have the entire blessing of God deposited within our spirit. James 1, 16 through 18. Amen. You got to get to know him as a good God, as a God who has blessed you, as a God who has favored you. He is a good father. Look at this. James 1, 16 through 18. Do not be deceived, my brother. Don't be deceived. How are you deceived? By listening to somebody telling you that God caused that thing to happen in your life. Don't be deceived by that. That is a religious spirit. That is not from God. God is only capable of good. Are you listening to me? God is only capable of good. Don't allow somebody to tell you that God has placed something on you to teach you a lesson. God is only capable of good. Oh, amen. You need to give him some praise. Amen. Because what happens in this religious society, that's how they try to explain all these things that happen in life. Things happen naturally at times because there's just natural circumstances that cause them to happen. You drive your car 100 miles an hour going around a curve that's meant for 25, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to crash. It's a natural law. You jump off this building, hello? Gravity's going to take place and you're going to splat. You're going to be a spot out there on the ground. Natural things happen. Are you listening to me? But God is only capable of good. And when we have this, we're not deceived. When we understand how good God is, we're not deceived by the enemy. When he comes to you and says, well, God's holding out on you. God's not holding out on you. He's blessed you with every blessing in spiritual places. God is nothing but good to you. And the more you recognize God's goodness, the more you experience God's goodness. It's like grace. The more you recognize grace, the more you experience grace. And oh, how you need grace, because grace is not for your strong areas. Grace is for your weak areas. Grace flows through your weakness to make those areas strong. Man, that's why I said you need to receive the abundance of grace. Y'all listening to me? Don't be deceived, my beloved brethren. About what? Look, every good gift and every perfect gift is where? From above. Every good gift, every perfect gift. God is only capable of giving good gifts, perfect gifts. Hallelujah. It's from above. Don't be deceived. Well, the enemy, you know, God caused this to happen in my life. No, God is only good. All the time. Praise God. Amen. And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variance of shadow or turning. God doesn't change. And that word comes down is a continual coming down. God is continually lavishing us with good things. And the more we realize it, the more we recognize it, the more we receive it, and the more it's manifested. Wow. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 30:18. Look how good God is. 2 Chronicles 30:18. Look at this. Y'all still with me this morning? Y'all good? Doing good? 2 Chronicles 30:18. Hallelujah. It's over there in the OT, bros. 2 Chronicles 30:18. All right. For a multitude. Everybody say multitude. Of the people from Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun had not cleansed themselves. Oh my gosh. A multitude hadn't cleansed themselves. Woo. You know anybody like that? A multitude. Isn't God good? Isn't his mercies good? Amen. They were about ready to participate in the Passover. And in order to participate in the Passover, you had to be considered clean by the priest. You had to cleanse yourself by presenting a lamb. And a multitude hadn't done this, the Bible says. All right? And they and cleansed themselves. Yet they ate the Passover contrary to what was written. Yet they ate the Passover. God says to us who are unclean even, come and dine. He says, I love you still while you're yet sinners. That is an amazing God. That is an amazing God. We eat up the Passover lamb when we receive Jesus and we feed on him constantly. He is our Passover. He is our deliverance. He is our celebration. Hallelujah. And when we feed on Jesus, amen, it gets better and better in life. As you feed on him, man, it just gets amazing. But Hezekiah prayed for them saying, may the what? The good Lord provide atonement for everyone. Guess what? He did. His name is Jesus. Amen. For everyone, he is a good Lord. He gives a good gift of salvation to us. Psalm 145, 8 through 9. Psalm 145, 8 through 9. I love this. Psalm 145, 8 through 9. Man, I'm preaching better than your amen this morning, church. I'm telling you that right now. Praise God. Psalm 145, 8 through 9. Good stuff, Jesus. I love this. Awesome. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, 8 through 9. The Lord is gracious. Aren't you glad? The Lord is gracious. Amen. And full of what? Slow to anger and great in mercy. What kind of God do you serve, man? Amen. The Lord is good to all. What's that Greek word for all? All. All. He's good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. There's a perspective you need to start having of God. That God is not only good to me, but God is good to all. Even non-believers, God is good. You know how people are repenting? It's not through the preaching of wrath, but it's through the preaching of God's goodness. When people hear about the goodness of God, that's when they begin to change their mind, repent, amen, and receive him. People understand and already know they're sinners. You don't have to tell people that they're doing wrong. But when you tell them they serve such a good God and that they're already forgiven of every sin, amen, that's what turns them on to the Lord, because they realize God is nothing but a good God. All of a sudden, they come out of this judgment mentality into a good God mentality. Praise God. Can we put Ephesians 2:10, guys, up in the Amplified? Hallelujah. He is more than willing to get involved in every area of your life. Do you realize that? God is more than willing. Ephesians 2:10, let's put it up in the Amplified. Look what kind of life God wants us to have. Hallelujah. For we are God's own handiwork. Turn to somebody and say, I'm God's own. How about you? His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born what? Anew, that we may do those good works. How do we do good works? Out of the goodness of God. Amen. God's blessed you to be a blessing, and I'm not there yet. Amen. I'm there to be a blessing, but I'm not there in my sermon yet. Didn't want to correct that. That we may do those good works which God predestinated, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living what? Living what? Turn to somebody and say, I am living the good life. God has a good life for you. He wants you to live the good life. The good life. What is the good life, Pastor? The good life is where all your needs are met. I said the good life is where all your needs are met. Let me say it again. The good life is where all your needs are met and you have leftovers to be a blessing to somebody else. God says, I've come to give you the good life. Amen. I don't know about you. I lived a bad life for a long time. I'm glad that the Lord is allowing me to live a good life. Why is that? Because he's a good God, and he's given me the gift of goodness in my life. Whoa, I saw that. I said, man, Jesus, that is powerful. Living the good life, which he had what? He's already prearranged. And what? And made ready for us to what? To live. It's the good life. The good life is where all your needs are met. You have more than enough left over. Abraham lived a good life. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. Genesis 12. Let's go there. Genesis 12, 2 to 3. Hang in there with me today a little bit. Genesis 12, 2 to 3. Look at this. Man, we're living the good life. Hallelujah. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you with the abundance, increase of favors. How many is looking for that? Abundance and increase of favors. When you got favor working in your life, man, nobody can stop you. Favor is awesome. Praise God. You need to be speaking it, talking it, thanking God for it. Amen. Bless you with abundance of increase and favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a dispensing what? Dispensing what? Good. Dispensing good. Man, when you're living the good life, you're able to not only bless yourself and are blessed, but you're blessing others with good. Hallelujah. That's when you go out, you know, at these different places, man, you need to have some cash on you so you can be a blessing to others. You need to have a giving fund in your wallet all the time. Oh, you ain't hear what I'm saying. You need to have a giving fund in your wallet all the time. And when God says to you, go up to them and pay their groceries, you can say, no problem. Thank you, Jesus. Why is that? Because God's blessed you to live the good life, and he wants to share it with others. Hallelujah. Genesis 22, 7, 14. You know the scripture. I'm not going to go all through this, but Abraham was taking up his son, his only son, to offering up on Mount Moriah. Amen. And God said, take your son, and, you know, they started on a journey, and they were going up the mountain, and Isaac said, hey, Daddy, I see the, you know, I see the wood, I see the fire, but, hey, Dad, you know, Isaac was pretty sharp, right? Hey, Dad, where's the lamb? And Abraham, in faith, said, God will provide. You know why Abraham knew that? Because he knew that God was a good God. He had such a good perspective of God's goodness. He knew, in fact, he told his servant, he said, you stay here, me and the lad are going to worship, and we shall return. He had such a good opinion of God and God's goodness. You see, so many times religion has crept into our brain and we think God's, you know, he's good, but is he really that good? I want to tell you, he's really that good. Amen. And so they journey up the mountain. They got up to the mountain, and all of a sudden Abraham draws back the knife, puts Isaac on the altar, getting ready to kill him, and the angel of the Lord says, Abraham, do him no harm. And Abraham began to look around, and all of a sudden he saw in a thicket a ram caught with his horns, and Abraham said, Jehovah Jireh, my what? Provider. Hallelujah. You see, God just doesn't want you living. He's wanting you living the good life and knowing God is your provider. Not just from paycheck to paycheck anymore. Turn to somebody and say amen to that. He wants you to live in debt freedom. All your debts paid for. So you have liberty in Jesus to give, hallelujah, and bless others over and over again. Those that might be struggling won't be a struggle anymore because you can bless them. Now I want you to turn to somebody and say, your days of struggling are over. Say, God has blessed you to be a blessing. Say, get ready to receive what God has for you. It is a good thing. Amen. It is a good thing. Get ready to receive the goodness that God has for you. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a good thing. Glory to God. It's coming with overflowing to you. You just need to get ready and receive what God has good for you. Amen and amen. Woo! Man, it's like, are you serious, Pastor? Yes, amen. Because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Amen. Don't accept anything else. He's a good God. He's got seasons coming in your life that are going to be extraordinary. Hallelujah. You're going to say it couldn't be anything but God. Amen. And as you open your heart up to grace and you open your heart up to the goodness of God, you watch the favor of God that's going to open the doors for you. He's going to open doors that no man can shut. Amen. Not because of your effort, but because of his favor on your life. Man, I'm doing some prophetic things right here, and you need to understand and receive that in your heart this morning. Amen. Receive it. Say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Man. Hallelujah. Man. Man. Woo! That's all I can say, man. Woo! Glory to God. You need to receive that in your life. Turn to somebody and say, don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's nothing but good. Well, I've never seen Pastor act like that. It ain't me. It's God in me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, you got to understand, the Bible says that we've been clothed with power. Look at Luke 24:49. The blessing is the endowment of power. Are you listening to me? The blessing is the endowment of power, resulting in living the good life. The blessing is the endowment of power. Look at this. Luke 24:49. Behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are what? Endued with power. He's telling their church, he said, guys, don't do anything. Don't go out and preach. Don't go out and sing. Don't go out and hold a meeting. Don't go out and do any deliverance meetings. Don't go out and teach on grace. Don't do anything until you go to Jerusalem, and then you are going to be endued, clothed with power. And on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon them, amen, and each of them cloven tongues appeared, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And there was people from all around the country, and wherever they went, they heard them preaching about Jesus and prophesying. Hallelujah. Amen. And 3,000 were saved. Wow. Endued with power. You've got that power within you. It is within you. You are endowed with the power that gives you an advantage over the world. To endow means to bestow, to clothe, to crown, to lavish on. He has lavished on you. Jesus said, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of Jesus to the church, that we would always have his presence with us, in us, wherever we go, and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit within us wherever we go. And that's why he said that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Therefore, you're always an overcomer. Are you hearing me? 3 John 2. We're going to close here. 3 John 2. Praise God. 3 John 2. Man, I'm feeling better all the time. God is good, good, good. 3 John 2. You know this scripture? There you go. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper where? Turn to somebody and say, God desires you to prosper in every area of life. Come on, turn to somebody and tell them that. God desires you to prosper in every area of life. How many business people do we have? Any business people in here this morning? How many business people we have? Raise your hand if you're a business person this morning. You're a business person. You own a business. God desires you to prosper in your business. It's going to be a year of great prosperity in your business. Get ready for that. Amen. Things are going to be turning around. Favors upon you. Just get ready. Amen. To receive it. Praise God. In all areas. He says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in what? Just as your soul prospers. God says, I want you to prosper as your soul's prospering. Amen. When our soul begins to conform to what we know in the Word, we begin to prosper in this life. When our soul and our mind, our will and our emotions start to line up with what we have and what God's given to us, prosperity is there for us. Amen. You cannot help but prosper being a believer. Amen. You cannot help but prosper. People are going to come your way, going to bless you. Doors are going to open for you. You cannot help it. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit in you. Amen. Stand this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. He is good. Come on. Anybody know God's good this morning? Does anybody know God's good in this place? Amen. Anybody ready to receive this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you raise your hands today? Say, Lord, thank you today. I am prospering. I am a giver. I am a blessing. To be a blessing. Lord, today I declare doors open for me. Favors in my life. Healing is upon me. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm an overcomer today. I overcome every time. I win every time because favor's on me. I receive grace in my life today. The abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I'm clothed with power. Clothed with power. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I'm victorious in every area of my life. I'm victorious. I'm winning. I'm winning. No losers here. I'm winning. My family's winning. Oh my gosh. My family's winning. We're overcoming. My family is not defeated. My family is not in distress, but my family is blessed. And we're overcoming. Wow. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Robert and Natalia, I want you to step out in the aisle over here. Dutch and Bobby, I want you guys to step out in the aisle over here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, good, good. Faith, I know you're on call. I want you to come up here in the aisle over here. Faith, praise God. Latoya, join her. Just turn around in the aisle there, guys. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Aaron, come over here with Faith here, would you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you need prayer this morning, and you're saying, you know what? I'm needing prayer. I need somebody to agree with me today. We've got people standing in the aisles. I want you to go to those people, and they're going to agree with you. And you know, whatever needs you have, I believe it's going to be met today. I believe that God has got nothing but good for you. Amen. You might feel like, you know, Pastor, I've been struggling, but it's time. I believe God's turning it around. I know I serve a turnaround God. and he can turn it around for you. No matter what's going on, God wants to bless you with favor. If somebody needs to get past you just a moment, let them get past you. But I want you right now to come out of the aisles, come up here where they are, get some prayer, let them agree with you. Would you do that right now? Every eye closed, every head bowed, every eye closed. Right now, would you just walk out and say, excuse me, I want somebody to agree with me this morning. I believe like there's some people here that need some agreement. Would you come right now? Right now, don't hold back. I want you to come right now. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. There's some others. Come on. Anybody else this morning? Feel like there's some others today that need to come in agreement. Praise the Lord. Two or three others right now. Just hurry. Come quickly. Amen. No condemnation. Just believe God's got goodness for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Andrew, would you come up here if you would, Andrew? And if you could, pray with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now for the goodness of God. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, you love these precious people so much. We are agreeing with them, God, in their life. The change is coming. Hallelujah. That change is on its way, God, that you're doing good things on their behalf today. Lord, that they're not going to be struggling, God, but they're overcoming in every area. And God, we thank you for that this morning. We praise you for that today. Church, stretch forth your hand if you would. Amen. Pray for these. Agree with these this morning. Thank you, God. Favor on their life, Lord. Blessing on their life, God. Hallelujah. You're making a difference in their life today, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. We release life into them today, God. Life into their hearts today. Life into their situations today, God. Life, God. We release it today. We call it done this morning. Amen. We agree with it today, and we give God the praise and the honor this morning, and we celebrate around them today in Jesus' precious name. Put your hands together, church. Give him some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody this morning and say, I am blessed to be a blessing. Amen.